Spin the globe 120 degrees or so from Cuba, and you'll find another island nation whose environment's getting a lot of attention these days. It's Madagascar, off the coast of southern Africa, and it's in serious ecological trouble. It's lost most of its tropical forest cover, and many of the island's unique animals are in trouble, too. But not all is lost. Reporter Bobby Bascom tells us about one innovative project that involves, you guessed it, lemur poop.
This is actually the best place to see the greater bamboo lemur, this spot right here.
That's Ed Lewis from Omaha, Nebraska.
They're sort of sleeping and resting right now, so we'll sit here and wait for them to start moving, and then they will basically lighten the load, if I could say it that way, where they'll urinate and defecate, and then that's when we get the prize seeds.
Half the year, Lewis is a veterinarian and population geneticist at the Henry Dorley Zoo in Omaha. The rest of the time, he sniffs out lemur poop here in Madagascar. Lemurs eat a lot of seeds as they forage through the forest, but most of those seeds just pass right on through and out the other end, which is good news for the forest.
The gut lining and the enzymes, everything work on the seeds, and so it allows it to germinate much quicker.
Roughly 90% of seeds that first pass through a lemur will germinate. Without the lemurs, Lewis estimates that only 1 in 1,000 seeds will sprout a new tree. So,
you lose these lemurs, you're going to eventually lose the forest.
Hence the focus on the poop, which right now anyway, the sleepy bamboo lemurs show no apparent interest in providing. Those pre-digested seeds are the core of Lewis's effort here. It's called the Madagascar Biodiversity Partnership. The goal is to plant over 100,000 acres of forest corridors in this part of the island over the next 20 years. As recently as the 1960s, forests dominated Madagascar's landscape. But today, just isolated pockets of forest and lemurs remain. Lewis wants to reconnect them.
That's the reason we're doing the reforestation. We have to have migration and gene flow between these subpopulations.
If not, lemurs are likely to go extinct in the wild. But this isn't just an environmental effort. The hope is that more trees will mean more lemurs. More lemurs will bring tourists, and more tourists will bring income for local people. Right now, the Biodiversity Partnership itself employs workers from local villages. They collect the seeds, germinate them, grow them into saplings, and then plant them on nearby hillsides. Today, a group of women is sorting compost for the saplings. They earn roughly $2.50 a day. Doesn't sound like much, but it's a living wage for women like Narina, a 34-year-old widow with 5 kids. Before, we couldn't eat every day. And my children couldn't go to school, she says. Now we eat every day. Over the last 5 years, the Biodiversity Partnership has become the largest employer in this region. The hope is that it will give everyone a stake in the success of the forest. It all starts with those pooped out seeds, but it doesn't end there.
This is an acacia, and acacia is a really important tree for reforestation because it's fast growing. But it also puts nitrogen back in the soil.
Ed Lewis stands beneath a 50-foot-high tree on what he says was a completely barren hillside. He explains that the reforestation project follows a detailed plan that should benefit both people and lemurs. He's 5 years into a 25-year plan, but Lewis is already seeing results. 5 years ago, he says, there were just 8 black and white ruffed lemurs here, while today there are more than 50. The greater bamboo lemur had just 30 individuals, Lewis says, and now there are at least 100.
It's becoming a forest right in front of my eyes, and that's satisfying. To see something built instead of destroyed.
For the world, I'm Bobby Bascom, Kinjavatu, Madagascar.